Strong retail numbers could bode well for the holidays.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Retail sales were up in November. The Commerce Department said today the holiday season started strong and shoppers bought more this year than last. Julie Neiman is an analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. She says while the numbers are positive, consumers are still cautious.
We've had a 25% decline in credit card accounts. Consumers are still reducing debt, increasing savings. They're not looking for any gain in household income, so they want deals on everything or they won't buy. Now, for retailers, this means more traffic volume, but the focus is on bargains, which means lower profit margins.
On another retail note today, some not-so-good news at electronics retailer Best Buy. That chain reported lower-than-expected quarterly profit on a surprise drop in sales at stores that have been around a year or more. A new poll out this week from Bloomberg says 70% of Americans think big bonuses to Wall Street bankers should be banned. In Ireland, the government has done just that. From the European desk in London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Ireland's finance minister has blocked the Allied Irish Bank from paying out $53 million in staff bonuses. He has the power to do this. He's propped up the bank with more than $4 billion in taxpayers' cash, and he says he'll pull the money out if the bank goes ahead with the bonuses. James Riley, deputy head of the main opposition parties, welcomed the government's move. He says that bailing out banks like Allied Irish has triggered painful budget cuts.
Blind people would not be able to afford their guide dog to give them the independence to go to the shop, but bankers could get bonuses for Christmas to cruise the Caribbean. It just is absolutely, utterly unacceptable to the Irish public, and I'm glad it's been stopped.
The bank's board had said it had little choice but to pay the bonuses after a former employee sued. Now it says it's relieved not to be making the payments. The government may pass legislation to ensure that its ban is legal. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Yeah, markets are up right now. The S&P up about 0.25%. The Nasdaq up about 0.33% at the moment. The Dow higher now by 55 points at 11,483. European markets are flat, and Asian stocks were mixed today. Well, if you've flown before, you've probably seen those guys with the bright orange wands on the airport tarmac. Those workers are called marshallers, and they direct aircraft. Well, American Airlines says it doesn't need those wands anymore. Instead, they use sensors on terminal walls to guide the planes into place. From Chicago Public Radio, Tony Arnold reports.
American Airlines is the only major airline to use the devices extensively so far. It's rolling them out at some of the biggest airports across the country, Miami, Dallas, New York, and as recently as this summer, the device went live at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport.
It'll identify the aircraft type. They don't wait until that aircraft type presents itself to this gate.
Pilot John Burton has been with American for 25 years.
When it does, it'll give it guidance for centerline, and then it will allow it to come in to a stop point. And you can see the stop point right there is that yellow T right on the ground.
We're standing on the ramp watching the plane nose in. Burton points out the black box hanging in front of us that looks pretty much like a digital clock. As we walk down the terminal, he brags about how the sensors inside help pilots see exactly where to line up their planes and how they shave 2 minutes off each flight's time on the runway, critical for an airport like O'Hare, notorious for delays.
That's the leading edge. It doesn't get any more up-to-date than this.
I know that with technology, there's always the chance of failure.
Sean Doyle heads the union in charge of American Airline Marshallers at O'Hare. These workers are responsible for more than just helping to park planes. They also unload luggage and de-ice aircraft. Doyle says under the old system, three people guided one plane to the gate.
With six set of hands on that and all the eyeballs on it, I think it's safer than when we do it with us doing the work personally.
American has not cut any jobs since installing the devices, and Burton, the pilot, says the airline won't. But Doyle isn't so sure. He says he doesn't think his job's in danger until airlines come up with a device that physically unloads bags from the plane. In Chicago, I'm Tony Arnold from Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by Novo Nordisk. Since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at NovoNordisk-US.com.
Golden Globe nominations were announced this morning here in Hollywood, and that marks the beginning of award season. Of course, Tinseltown is asking locals to suspend disbelief, but this year, the facts behind some films and even some documentaries have been questioned more than usual. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
First, there was Exit Through the Gift Shop, a documentary about the underground art world. Then there was Catfish, another documentary that explored the dubious world of love online.
I mean, she must be pretty awesome, at least from Facebook.
Each film kept moviegoers guessing, and each, though small, brought in over $3 million in the U.S. Paul DeGarabedian is a box office analyst.
I think you're going to see more independent filmmakers making films like this because they're really fun to watch. They're probably really fun to make. And if you can keep your costs down, they're probably profitable.
Jason Squire is the editor of the Movie Business Book.
It really draws more attention to the movie, acts as a marketing tool, and it's great that it helps bring more people into the movie.
Well, most of the time. I'm Still Here, a film about Joaquin Phoenix becoming a hip-hop artist, tanked after he admitted it was contrived. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, a California prison inmate who detests salami was able to get it scrapped from his menu by claiming a unique holiday. Convicted drug dealer Malcolm King requested kosher meals at a jail in Orange County. Sheriff's officials reserve those meals for inmates who claim a religious reason. King's religious holiday and why he couldn't eat salami? Festivus, which was created as an alternative to Christmas and Hanukkah by George Costanza's father on the TV sitcom Seinfeld.
A new holiday was born! A Festivus for the rest of us!
Indeed. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
We've all gotten a bad gift or two, but did you ever stop to think about what they might be costing you?
To calculate the total loss in value of this candle to me, I would say that it took up 0.01% of my floor space. And when you multiply that by my rent and by 12 months, it comes out to $1.50 per year.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Freakonomics of Holiday Gift Giving, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.